P4 Country.
Nu är det äntligen dags att presentera dagens gäst här i P4 Country. Idag har jag mitt favoritband inom den neotraditionella bluegrassen med extra glitter och brodyr, nämligen The Cody Norris Show från Mountain City, Tennessee. Jag träffade fyramannabandet i Nashville och började därför med att fråga om deras låt Brand New Hit in Nashville.
Oh yeah, man, that's a great song, and the music video to that was phenomenal. That's the story of a young man who's working in the coal mines of Virginia, and he has dreams and plans of bringing his guitar and moving to Nashville, Tennessee, and being on the Grand Ole Opry and all the things that come along with that. From, he talks about a bus in there and all the things he wants to have, and I don't know if it ever worked out for him, but I certainly hope that it did. And Brand New Hit in Nashville, we perform that every night on our show wherever we travel, and that song came to me from a writer in Southwest Virginia. I've known that song since I was 12 years old. Very proud of that.
I'm writing the song for a brand new hit in Nashville. I won't be pushing dirt in Tennessee. Gonna trade this iron machine for a guitar and a Greyhound bus and a one-way ticket to the Grand Ole Opry.
Brand new hit in Nashville med The Cody Norris Show. Hela det strålande, glittrande bandet med Cody Norris själv i högsätet sitter framför mig vid ett bord på Music City Center i centrala Nashville. Och jag passar på att fråga vad man som ung, nyvunnen bluegrass-älskare ska tänka på för att hitta vägen in i denna vindlande, historiefyllda country-genre.
Sure, and something that I was told... And I reference this a lot. When I was 17 years old, I had the wonderful, wonderful experience of getting to play guitar and sing lead for a little while for Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys. And the one thing that Ralph always told me in regard to a piece of material, any kind, he used the term, go to the head of the stream, which meant take it back and find it in its purest form, the music. Find the original version, the genuine article, because at that point you can capture the real feel and see, you know, the exact thing that the writer was going for, the feeling and the song that they were trying to deliver. And I've taken that advice to heart, and I've always used it, and it works.
Wow. What a great advice.
I agree.
So let's move over to the later album, Rhinestone Revival. And the first song there is a really big favorite of mine, Mountain Rosalie.
Oh.
Who is she?
Yeah, who is she?
Where does she live?
Well, we've been asked by folks all over the country about Mountain Rosalie. That song is a song that was recorded first in the 1940s by the York Brothers. I think they recorded that in Cincinnati, Ohio. It was covered by several people along the way, from Don Reno and Red Smiley, Jim and Jesse. Ralph Stanley even had a version of that, but it sat dormant for probably 40 years, and no one had done anything with it. I did it in my shows many, many years ago, but we kind of put our own spin to it, and as I've told people, we put the Cody Norris Show hot rod effect to it a little there, and along came our version of Mountain Rosalie.
Mountain sweetheart, Mountain Rosalie, hillbilly baby, waiting there for me. Cheeks are red as roses, and her lips are meant for me. Hillbilly baby, my Mountain Rosalie.
Mountain Rosalie med The Cody Norris Show. Ja, det är uppsluppen stämning där jag sitter med bandet, fullt uppklädda i sina broderade glittriga scenkläder. The Cody Norris Show har tagit till sin uppgift to put the rhinestones back in bluegrass. Och jag frågar om just det, att våga sticka ut i en övrigt jordbunden bluegrassvärld.
Well, I feel that entertainment, it is still show business. And we appreciate so much everybody who you know, that buy our music and listen to our music via, you know, streaming or radio, wherever that may be. But when they come to see you live, they're coming to a show. And it takes more than the music to, you know, to captivate, you know, visually an audience. And not to say that there's not a lot of people that can do that great. I've went to see artists that can literally sit down on a stool with a guitar and have me mesmerized for hours. However, I think it is still show business, and we really have worked hard to bring that back and that style of entertaining. And it took it a little while. I said in an interview earlier today, when I first brought the Rhinestones into the bluegrass world, man, people really laughed. They gave me a hard time, but it didn't take long. They caught on to what I was doing, what I was going for, and what we were trying to do. And collectively, the four of us have been able to, you know, craft something I think is very original and our own, and carve out our own niche.
So, let all the girls know you are a
cowboy. Do you like that one?
Yeah, I like that one.
Oh man, that is a. Oh, I forgot his name. Jim Silver's.
Yeah,
Jim Silver's song. And it was certainly never, you know, not done in the style that we did it, I guess. We put a unique little intro on it. But I first heard that song right after Lester Flatt had passed. I think it was probably the first album that the Nashville Grass cut with Curly Sackler when Marty Stewart was still in the band. And they did an album that Johnny Cash guested on. And Pete Coram, the bass player at the time, he recorded Let All the Girls Know You're a Cowboy, and I'd always liked it. And when we were looking at songs, naturally we wanted things that would make for a good music video. And Mary Rachel suggested Broadway and Nashville and, you know, the a nice, neat old dive bar and all this stuff with some dancing. And I tell you, when Josiah and Charlie were we're all dressed up in that cowboy attire, and we stopped traffic on Broadway. I thought we were going to get the police called on us. And, Josiah, that was a pretty interesting day, wasn't it?
It was a long day, yeah.
Yeah. We were in Western stores, boot stores and things downtown, and filming, you know, some different things. And all in all, it made for a really good, unique, video.
You got a little girl's no year. Can't ride. They don't want some tenderfoot, can't feel the saddle. You gotta rope along and never break your stride.
Let all the girls know that you're a cowboy. Med The Cody Norris Show. Den högsta äran inom countrymusiken är sedan nu mer än 100 år äran att få bli inbjuden till radio- och scenshowen The Grand Ole Opry och därför beträda den berömda cirkeln mitt på scen. Jag älskar The Cody Norris Shows låt In the Circle och jag frågar bandet om den handlar om just den cirkeln.
Of course, getting to the Grand Ole Opry is, I feel, one of the ultimate goals of any artist in any genre. It's a big deal. And in July of 23, we were here in Nashville playing at the Ryman for the Bluegrass Nights at the Ryman series and on the show with Rhonda Vinson. It was her birthday. And we did our show, and at the end of that, Rhonda's walking out on stage, and I have no clue what she's coming out there for because there was nothing in the, you know, in the show that we were going to do anything together. But she walks out, and she's, you know, talking about our show and what we did, and she says, just wanted to come out here and ask you all, how would you like to make your debut on the Grand Ole Opry? And unbeknownst to us, the management of the Opry were backstage that night, and they saw our show and saw what we did, and it will forever in my heart be so special to me because our getting to the Grand Ole Opry was strictly off of how we, you know, entertained the folks and what we did.
The end of the song kind of wraps up with, and they'll hear it here in a minute, but wraps up with, we're in the circle with our friends and everyone's standing right there with us, you know, so it is a full circle moment when you step into that circle.
This circle's full of legends big and small. Roy, Hank and Lefty and Eddie's cattle call. There's Lester, Bill and Earl whose banjo changed my. And tonight I'm in the circle with them all.
In In the Circle med Cody Norris Show. Ja, längtan efter att någon gång få stå i cirkeln mitt på scen på The Grand Ole Opry i Nashville delas av alla i branschen. Och låtar om drömmar och längtan är något The Cody Norris Show specialiserat sig på. Ett av alla exempel är låten My Home in Virginia.
My Home in Virginia comes to us from the same writer who wrote Brand New Hit in Nashville, Gary Sanders. And again, about it makes reference of Virginia. Usually about anything he wrote had some reference of Virginia. And that song is about a fellow who ventures to the city for work and finds that it's not, you know, what it's all cracked up to be. And he's very, very lonesome and longing for being back in Virginia. And I really feel that, you know, if you take a few minutes to listen to that song, it just, you know, really epitomizes longing for home and, you know, seeking for something better and doing anything you've got to do to find inner peace and happiness again.
Lord, take me back to my home in Virginia on the trail of the old lonesome pine. I want to be where the bluebird's singing in the hills of my sweet Caroline.
My Home in Virginia med The Cody Norris Show. Ja, det var en sällsam upplevelse att träffa Cody Norris och hela hans glada bluegrass-gäng. Jag hoppas att någon lyssnare där ute har fått upp öronen för bluegrassen i och med det här inslaget. Och när ni ser bilder på The Cody Norris Show så är jag säker på att ni också får upp ögonen, för de ser häftiga ut också. Ja, jag frågar avslutningsvis The Cody Norris Show, hela gänget, om de får välja en låt från deras egen repertoar som de vill att vi ska avsluta det här inslaget med. Och de är snabba med att svara så här.
Ruby Jane. Play Ruby Jane.
Oh, Ruby Jane. Here it is. Played by and wished for by The Cody Norris Show.
All right.
Raven hair, dark eyes, beauty. Someday I'd hold her hand. Her daddy swore I was around her, not worthy of his daughter's love. Late last night he came and told me.
P4 Country.